The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly road crew tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. You guys know what time it is. It is time for that weekly tip right here, Monday, June the 25th, Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays. But this is where the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series takes over for just a second. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, what we do is that once a week during Memphis Metal Mondays, we actually have a tip for behind the scenes. That's from those ones that are whether or not you're working on the actual sets, whether or not you're actually, you know, a road crew, you know, you're working on the tours, you could be a, you know, producer, you could be an engineer, whatever the case may be. And this is something to give you a little bit of insight for whether you are in the recording studio, whether you're out on the road, or whether you're at some big event and you just want to know a little bit of a little something there for you. How about that? And of course, I started this whole deal with none other than Mr. Ken Barr himself. Mr. Ken Barr, who is also the author of We Are the Road Crew, and of course, you know, has quite the network of friends and quite the network of roadies and a lot of people from behind the scenes and stuff that really support him and what he's got doing on, what he's got going on, along with also having Ken Barr Films. And of course, you know, that's his independent film company and he actually creates and writes for that. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and bring him in because he's going to be so excited. We're already on tip number 39. Hey, Ken, how are you, honey?
I'm awesome, sweetheart. How's it going?
Man, I was just in there thinking, golly, 39.
You know, 39, that's a crazy high number, but I don't know if you are aware, but I got one of those social media reminders or something. You and I are just about at the 1 year since that first interview.
I saw that. See, that's why I love you. But yeah, I'm the girl, and I didn't even have to bring that up. That's awesome. Yes.
Yep.
I know.
Here.
Can you believe that? This was when we first started doing this, and you were introduced to me, and it was suggested that you and I sit down and just talk about your experiences, which I had an absolute blast with. And if you guys are wondering, you know, about, you know, that first conversation when we first actually got to sit down and talk, go to radio-memphis.com, you know, the Radio Memphis On Demand, and you put in the search, you can type in Ken Barr, and his original first interview with me is on there. And it was, you know, and we just went all over the place, and it was so funny because when we were preparing for that interview, it was the normal, let me call you and let me get to know you for a second and so we can kind of get comfortable and stuff. And, you know, we wouldn't shut up for like 2 weeks. By the time and you and everybody, if you listen to that interview, you'll get it. By the time we sat down to do the actual first interview, we'd already planned on working together. We'd already planned on something was going to happen, and we'd already planned that something needed to happen. And
just started falling into place.
And they did, and it did. And it's one of those, I have to thank you because you personally was a doorway for me to walk through. And it has opened up my eyes so much, you know, to very integral parts of this music business and this music industry.
Oh, absolutely. And you've met some wonderful people.
I have.
Family of mine and now family of yours.
I have.
You know, you've done some impressive interviews with people that, you know, are incredible. And it's you know, this is 1 year in, and then, you know, you can't help but wonder where are we going to be in a year from now? It's going to be crazy.
Right. It's going to be absolutely insane. It's going to be absolutely just crazy, crazy good. And, you know, we're going to sit down and, you know, you and I keep telling each other we're going to make dates and stuff, right? So we have a date tomorrow. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
God, you're easy. Are you always this easy?
Well, I'd have to be honest and say, yeah.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, that works out to my advantage.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm in there swinging for the fences every time.
I sent a message. Okay, so check this out. I sent a message to Robert Scoville, okay? And, of course, he's in the middle of, like, you know, trying to bike 500 miles to, like, raise, you know, raise monies for, like, kid cancer. fantastic, fantastic stuff. And if you guys know him or go to his page and stuff like that, and you'll see all of the, you know, all of the stuff that's up there. You know, make sure that you donate and stuff, because, you know, he's obviously going to, you know, kill himself to make sure he raises some money for kids. And he is doing, he's already like through the halfway mark or the halfway point. Okay. I sent him a message not too long ago, and he was actually all about, you know, hey, I've got some people I want you to talk to and that kind of stuff. And I know how his world gets, you know what I mean? And everything gets really kind of squirrely and stuff like that. I'm going to send him another message, but I want you to reach out to him and go, hey. So I was talking to D. That way you'll get a chance to catch up with him too.
I do owe him a call.
Absolutely. So what you got going on? Now look, we're on tip 39, and it's so funny because I love it. I get to listen to you just like everybody else. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, what's he going to come up with? What are you thinking?
Well, you know, just as I do every week, I spend, you know, time during the week trying to think about, you know, what's relevant and what do I want to bring up and what do I want to talk about.
Sure.
And then usually the day of or a day or two, something happens that just kind of throws everything out the window, and we start over. You know, the last time we talked, I was taking the course with that lighting board, and I was ranting and raving about that.
Mm-hmm, you were.
Honestly, I had a lot to say about tools in your toolbox, but I have to be honest, it just, today, right now, it just doesn't seem relevant. We lost somebody.
We did.
Vinnie Paul.
We did.
I just, you know.
Wow.
We all lose people. And that's life. That's, you know, the end of life. But, you know, recently, I've made a point of reaching out to more people and talking to more people.
Right.
You know, I use my commute time coming home from work, which is about an hour and a half, and I call somebody.
Sure.
And that's where I want to be today. I want to, you know, we're all going to go sometime, you know, make sure make sure that, you know, those people in your life that you've been meaning to contact, meaning to call, just do it, because
that was pretty.
You know, come that day, and you're going to wish you had, and, you know, it can be gone so quick. And
you're right.
You know, I heard about an hour after, and I was just knocked over, and
he was such, know, just, he was, yeah, he was such a, he was such a, Vinny was such a pinnacle point, you know, as far as, you know, metal and rock music. And, you know, what was beautiful about him, I mean, it's very rare. It's very rare when you see somebody out of that stature and genre, or I should say stature, but genre, I should say, you know, when this type of news started flying out off the handle over this past weekend, you know, and everybody just, you know, in disbelief. When it gets, not only does it get picked up on, you know, the regular, you know, metal media and magazines and things like that, but then it's also picked up on, you know, USA. It's also picked up on, you know, CNN. It's always picked, you know, and it's one of those things where this, you know, he set the precedence, you know, for that. And of course, you know, it always opens up a wound, you know, when you talk about, you know, Vinny, because you can't talk about Vinny without mentioning Daryl.
I was just thinking that, you know, it brings that all back.
Sure it does. And it's, you know, look, not that everybody has a way of dealing with it if you know what's coming. It doesn't make it any easier, but when it's a complete surprise, and, you know, and it's, you know, hell, yeah, it's going to be one of those. I will say that I was told, and it was very ironic, you know, I was told, you know, by, you know, one of my partners for, you know, Prog Time and stuff like that, that we had confirmed an interview with him, you know, because he was supposed to be coming through Memphis in August, or coming by, and he was actually even possibly going to be coming to our studio. So when I heard the news, it was a little like, oh, you're kidding. You know, I personally have never been able to meet the person. You know, I do know what his impact is. And, you know, talking to a lot of people and, you know, and talking to a lot of people that did know him, you know, and were influenced by him, you know, for sure, is crazy. You know, it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, and this is somebody who, you know, wound up really kind of coming into his own, you know, and after losing his brother, you know, he stepped away from music, you know, for the better part of a year. And, you know, not only, and what was even cooler about that whole incident was the one person that actually reached out to him was Dave Grohl. Okay. And he wound up, sending him a message, you know, because it was all about, you know, suicide prevention and all this other stuff. He sent him a message and he was like, look, brother, he goes, you need to get back into the music because the music is, that's going to be the one thing that heals you. And, you know, this is, you know, when we're talking about this, you know, in the music community, the one thing that everybody almost wants to kind of stop, you know, for just a second, you know, because of hurt and pain and despair, it's going to be the one thing that's actually going to help everybody kind of come together and get through this. And it's, you know, that was hard. That one this weekend was a hard one.
Yeah. So that being said, that's really all I got this time out. It's, you know, it just, it, they just, you know, just don't forget those people and take the time. You know, you always hear, oh, I don't have time. It's just make the time. Pick up the phone, send the email, do whatever.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I do it every day from 1:30 to 3 o'clock on the ride home. And I have, and I'm glad I do. I'm glad I have. I've reconnected with a lot of people and, you know, with the people in your life that matter, you know, let them matter, you know, and let them be there.
Right.
You know, when shit like this goes on, you know, that shoulder to lean on a little bit, you know, is a good thing too.
It is a very good thing. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, and it was right. You know, for this one, you know, it's right. You know, stop down and take that moment, you know, because you never know when you're not going to have that moment to do so, you know.
Yeah.
So, some good stuff. Tip number 39, don't forget, reach out to those, yeah, that you haven't been able to talk to. What do you have coming up, speaking of? Anything?
Oh, I am just about done with that new book, 33 Wednesdays.
Okay.
I had a proofreader look over what I have so far, and I'll probably be done in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got an editor I'm going to work with, and reactions have been positive. It's really different.
Okay.
It chronicles the 33 Wednesdays. It's a measure of time from an incident in my life to the final resolution, where what I think is the final resolution, making peace with it.
Sure.
So it's a quick read. I like a lot of the things I do. It's from the heart, which is also a lot of things I do.
Absolutely. And, absolutely.
You know, I was half debating whether I would even release it or not.
Why not?
And I was talking, I've actually written a couple of books and not released them because I just didn't feel it.
Okay.
And I was talking to David Matthews, who's on the KISS crew.
Okay.
And we were talking, and he goes, you know, dude, that's going to find an audience and that's going to resonate. You really do need to release that. And so, that being said, you know, when it comes from an outside source, then you think, well, okay, you know, it's not me, you know.
You're going to be your worst.
This is something that people are going to find value in. Okay, well, and then that's, you know, justification for releasing, you know.
Sure. You're going to be your worst critic. I mean, come on, you know this, right?
Oh, always. Always. I'm horrible. But, you know, I think that, you know, I'd rather be that than thinking everything I churn out is the best thing since Hemingway.
Of course.
You know,
of course.
Then I'd be polluting the internet with book after crappy book.
No, you would not. Stop it.
And we don't need me clogging up the internet before everything already is. Oh, here comes another Ken Barr book. Oh, God.
Oh, come on. Come on, you know. And that's cool, though, that you're buddies and you're, you know, and some of the guys that you've worked with and done some stuff with in the past and stuff have actually looked over some of the things, you know, and told you otherwise. Those are going to be, you know, those guys are probably going to be the most honest people on the planet.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
He'd have told you. Yeah, he'd have told you. He'd been like, dude, really?
Yeah. And you know, for the situation that it describes and goes through, you know, it's something that a lot of people do go through. I didn't even realize it until David and I spoke. And it's like, yeah, I can see that. I can see a lot of people being in this position, and it doesn't work out no matter how hard you try. And you know, especially when you're the type of person I am, I figure no matter how hard something is, I can dig in and I can make it happen, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, when I was in my 20s, you know, I was out with Alice Cooper. I was in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
From the bars to that, to Kiss. To, mm-hmm. You know, and that leaves you with this empowerment that, you know, yeah, I can do anything.
You can.
Well, the new book... 30.
Are you getting ready to shatter my dreams? What do you mean?
I couldn't.
Wait, you took me to the cliff, man, and you just dropped me off. What? Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
It just kind of, you know, that's the comparative to where I come from and where I am.
I got you.
I come from a background where I was able to do anything, and then you get to a point in life, and it's like, well, no, you can't do that. You can keep trying, but it's never going to work out. You know,
right.
Oh, God. So it kind of grounds you and brings you back, you know, to reality, which I guess is a good thing.
Okay, so what? You mean not everything is like a Kiss concert? Oh, I'm so sad.
There are things harder to do than a Kiss concert.
Okay, noted.
Don't tell Gene.
Noted. Well, that just kind of really puts everything into perspective now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what though? You're figuring it out, and you know, and you're actually laying some cool groundwork. And you are just you're getting in contact, and you're actually coming across some people, and you're leaving an impression. You're making an impression. They're making impressions on you, and you know, this is what it's all about. So that's going to be good.
Oh, absolutely.
I expect to see something out of this. So I definitely expect to see something out of this. I want to thank you, honey, for sharing a special moment, you know, especially, you know, in lieu of, you know, obviously, which was a very historical marker this past weekend, you know, with the passing of Vinnie Paul. Tip number 39, you were so on the money, you know.
Yeah.
Make the time. You know, make the time and reach out. So.
Yeah, it's, you know, even if it's 2 minutes, just take the time.
Okay. All right.
Let people know that you're thinking of them and that you love them, because they won't always be there.
Perfect. All right. I promise I'll call tomorrow, okay? Don't hit me.
Well, that's all I got, sweetheart.
All right. You need to get some rest. You need
only
to
be poignant and meaningful for so long.
I know. Okay, yeah, okay, stop. This is a metal show, okay? Stop.
Yeah, that's right. It's a metal show. What am I talking about? Oh, my God. My metal's getting rusty. What can I say?
I love you, baby.
I love you too, sweetheart.
Get you some rest, honey. We're going to catch up tomorrow and see what kind of, you know, havoc we can create.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll talk soon, babe.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ken Barr right here on Radio Memphis, Memphis Metal Mondays, Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, tip number 39. Tip number 39 comes on, you know, on the heels of, you know, quite a moment, you know, for the metal and rock and just for the music world and the music community in general, with the passing of Vinnie Paul. And of course, those of you who have probably been keeping up with a lot of the stuff that's been coming out on some of the print, you know, and some of the magazines and things like that. Obviously, when the fateful moment had happened on Friday, June the 22nd. Nothing was really said. You know, obviously no reports were released. And of course, you know, the family was asking for, you know, privacy as well as they should. And, you know, as time had progressed and as time had moved on, you know, a couple more reports, especially one specifically from today, from Las Vegas Review Journal, pretty much, you know, with the sources being close to Vinnie Paul and the family, you know, had actually had released a statement today, a major heart attack is what they're expecting. expecting. Obviously, you know, his body has been released and gone to go back to Texas, and well, they'll actually get all the confirmations and things like that. Perfect tip. You know, you never know, and it doesn't have to look. It doesn't have to be. This doesn't have to be about a famous person. Okay, this is just life and in general, especially in this community, man, music community. One of the things that we're all supposed to be about is, you know, about, you know, love, compassion, you know, and love of the art and what we do. And with that, you know, with that emotion, you know, comes from that place of, you know, that care and concern. And so make sure you save a little bit of that, and make sure that you take that opportunity and that you reach out to somebody if you haven't talked to them for a while. Okay. Because you never know when it's going to be the last time.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew radio series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.